Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
How's about that? Hey, Kay.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
It's Sunday again, Woo! And it's time for a show.
We've just got a show together.
What are you going to talk about today on the show?
This is exciting. We got a New York man that's been arrested 29 times for nabbing trains and buses.
For nabbing trains and buses?
Yeah.
What does nabbing mean?
And, you know, taking them with you.
Okay. All right. Awesome college dorms. Who is Bubblegum Husky? And which luxury car makes you a jerk? That and more
on
the Hot Topics this week.
I'm excited to get into that. I'm really interested in the car part.
You'll be surprised.
That's pretty great. Let's see what else we got here. We've got partying teens that get trapped in a New York walk-in vault.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's August. Mid-August, well, it's late August, I guess, and I'm bringing back the game of the month. This month's new game, Lost in Translation.
Oh no.
No, it's going to be great.
I'm trying to think about how that works against me, but I'll find out, I'm sure.
It doesn't work against you. You're so defensive.
No, I'll be excited to see that. And then we've got a bad parking that leads to a wanted man's arrest, also in New York. A lot of these in New York, I didn't
bad
even realize.
Bad parking, huh?
Yeah.
All right, and finally... our special guest, television writer Nick Antosca, coming on the show.
Awesome.
All right, are you excited?
I'm totally excited.
All right, I'm excited that you're excited.
Okay, thank you.
We so excited. All right, well, press the button
that
starts our show, please.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at...
There's the pause.
661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
It is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is August 18th, 2013. And it's not really that hot for August.
It's not
but
hot
I'll still
at
play
all,
the
actually.
Sizzle because we were anticipating August to be
I'm
hot.
I'm waiting for it to get hot again.
It's going to.
Is it?
Yeah.
The day that I have to move, right?
Probably.
Yes.
It's going to be 100 degrees.
Yes, it's going to be exciting.
You'll see.
Yes.
This is episode 130 for the people keeping track at home.
Score.
We are, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
Every now and again.
You know it. And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
And I am Lantern.
Okay. This can't be that hard.
It's not.
Let me just put out a guess on this one. Could this possibly be like a lantern Pokemon?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Really.
The winner is Derek Kalish.
Okay.
And you know, it's one of the more dumb designs coming out of Japan nowadays.
Yeah, I thought they were all like animals or insects or something.
Most of them are animals, but some of them are like objects. You know, like there's a bell Pokemon. That's a bell.
Oh, okay.
That's really stupid.
It is kind of stupid.
Really stupid. And it's a weak Pokemon, too. Weak Pokemon.
Yeah, anyway, weak.
Weak. And it doesn't evolve. It stinks.
Yeah.
Chimecho. Worst Pokemon ever.
Okay.
Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show in many ways. You can email us at tkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website, tkradioshow.com, for show extras and information about future episodes and past episodes. Follow our handle at Twitter at tkradioshow. Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/tkradio. Follow us on Vine on your Android. Is it Windows 2? You have it on Windows 2?
Cha-cha-cha.
iOS device. And lastly, call us at 661-467-2416. You never know unless you ask.
That's what they say.
So that is the guest call-in number. We're taking calls all the time.
You bet. It's open.
You betcha.
You betcha.
We love Derek and Kay Show. You betcha.
Oh, we love Jeff from Cowpoke Radio.
Yeah, we do love Jeff. Jeff.
Our friends here.
Jeff is the man.
We have a lot of friends here in Blog Talk Radio, including the Possum Hour.
Possum Hour.
We got Friday Night Possum. Sorry.
Holy
fuck. Oh, sorry. Yep. Friday Night Possum. And also, they're on Monday night. Are they on at 10?
I think it's 10. So I think it's 10 on Friday.
Yep. There you go. Is it 10 o'clock on Friday? Sorry. And 9 o'clock Monday or something like that?
I think it might be 9 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, it's a good show. And they're also on Thursday's Clobbering Time.
That's right.
Oh, Gumby says 10 o'clock on both Monday and Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this is going to be the whole show.
So that's what's happening there. And we also are good friends with Cowpoke Radio.
Awesome.
Got a couple of shows, Speculation Sports and The Big Show.
You speculate, we win.
With the 42nd President, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And also a former show, not really in production anymore, Nimrod Radio.
Oh, interesting.
We need to get some clips from that.
Maybe it could come back.
I think it should come back.
You never know.
It was a nice short little show.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a number of wacky guests in the studio today.
Yeah, you might say. And more on the way, I guess, too, right? It might change throughout the night.
Well, some people had texted me and said that they just woke up at 6:46, so who knows what was happening there. We're not going
to
say who it is, but
no.
You know, they're on their way. But meanwhile, to my right, it's Will Propestis.
Oh, wait.
Shake it. You in a soundboard today.
I don't know. I'm pressing wrong buttons. Welcome.
I was say, is my presence foreboding?
I got scared for a second.
Dragnet-esque.
I totally got scared. Oh, no, Will's here.
I gotta say, when you said, when you were alluding to the story, the New York person got arrested 29 times?
I don't know, Derek.
I think that was it.
Is that a previous, is that this week or was that a previous, I don't even remember.
You're going to talk about it today.
Great, stay tuned.
Yeah.
Try to get it together there.
Can't wait to find out about
Derek.
It, right?
I got
to
stay tuned, too.
But it made me think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off when Principal Rooney calls home and goes, Ferris has been absent 9 times.
9 times.
9 times.
That's right. 9 times.
And there was a second thing I was going to talk about, but it's gone.
Okay. Anyway, well, while you're thinking about that, also returning to the show, Eve, having a beer right now. Is this Michael?
Would a quiche be considered a pie? Or is a quiche considered a pie?
No.
I love Will saying no in the background.
No. Hello.
Hey. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, yeah.
Glad to be back.
Awesome. Yeah, so we all had a busy day yesterday.
We had such a busy weekend.
Yes, incredible.
And I am actually wearing the same shirt, but I'm wearing different glasses. Just
did you,
want to point
did you
that
wash
out.
The shirt?
Nope, but I showered twice.
Okay.
So
you washed the glasses, though.
Yes, I did.
Those
are different glasses, and everybody knows, showered twice. So
everybody knows it's the glasses that smell the most.
Glasses.
Yeah, you got
to
whiff
it. When you're not sure, if you smell something on the bus or something, and you just take off your glasses.
Yeah, dirty glasses.
No, can't be me. My glasses just smell like plastic.
Gotta
disinfect
wash
glasses. Those glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we went to Tanglewood yesterday.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was very pleasant. We heard a rehearsal, Tanglewood Festival.
We did.
Orchestra.
And then it wrapped
Tanglewood
up pretty.
Symphony Orchestra. I said because I almost said Tanglewood Festival Chorus, but then I realized that was the wrong thing. Tanglewood Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. This is not the right.
No, this is not them.
No.
We're Mahler and Mozart.
Is that that,
yes,
that
is.
English group?
Yes, I believe so.
I forget what they're called, but they're like a fake orchestra.
They do.
Some of it's hilarious.
Something, if I remember
correctly. Yeah, Portsmouth, I believe.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Okay. This is not what it sounded like.
Though. I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds pretty good to me. It's these people.
reminds me of a group I sang in recently.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
The second thing I was going to say is, because it's been played so many times now in the course of, 5 minutes, that nameless Rebecca Black song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard or have you spoke? Maybe you guys have even covered it.
The day after Thursday.
Yeah,
the
day
before Thursday.
No, I haven't heard that.
The day before Saturday.
I haven't gotten to my point. How do you know if you haven't heard it? I don't know if you guys have discussed it.
Oh, you're
but...
talking about us. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I hate everyone.
What's your point?
There's a conspiracy theory about it, that it's about the Kennedy assassination.
What?
I have never heard
because
of
it happened on a Friday.
Oh, my God.
That's stupid.
Because it's blank day, got to get down. And, there's all this other stuff about, sitting in a car, which seat should I take.
And the video, they're in a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Too many things add up, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think he had cereal for breakfast.
That's
no way.
I think he did.
Well, the odds are pretty good that someone might have cereal for
breakfast. I don't know. Those days, people were having...
That's all they had.
And he's, high class. You don't just have cereal if you're high class.
Do you mean? Everyone has cereal. Everybody likes cereal.
Yeah, you have cereal with something. People like me have cereal. And I go, time to start the day. But that's part of a balanced breakfast for those people. You ever see those commercials when you were a kid? They'd say, this is part of a balanced breakfast. You would see, fruit and
know,
all this
and
other stuff.
Juice.
You're like, what is this? I just want a bowl of cereal, and then I'm going to go to school.
I think a balanced breakfast to me was 2 bowls of Fruit Loops.
That's a lot of...
That sounds like a fat breakfast.
That's a lot of Fruit Loops.
It's an awesome breakfast.
It's fat.
It's a lot of... I used to get
but anyway,
fruit and tricks. Tricks are good.
So you hadn't heard about that then?
No, I haven't. That's really interesting.
Kind of. I think it's mostly psychotic, but it's
I
also
think it sounds dumb.
What sheet should I take?
What sheet should I take?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
What seat should I take?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I think
what just happened.
I like conspiracy theories, so I'll have to
yes, he does.
Out. Thank you, Will.
Thanks for starting that.
There we go.
I didn't start the theory.
Yeah.
It's like how you blame me for Shake That Bear.
No,
I didn't
but you,
film
told, you
Shake
told conspiracy
That Bear.
Loving Joe
I didn't
over
shoot
here.
A bear out of a tree and then find a girl.
You popularized Shake That Bear on the show.
Yes, it was
did.
Me.
Yeah.
You were, on the show, yes.
It all starts
I kind
here.
Of cut you off.
You revolutionized it for us.
Revolution.
We love Shake That Bear now. It's our favorite thing. Can you play the clip again, please?
Oh, God.
Shake That Bear. Yeah,
and Eve's in the background.
Oh, no.
But he's just listening.
He's probably just listening.
He's probably swearing. That guy swears like a sailor.
Yeah. Maybe. Hey, why don't you play the original?
Uh-oh.
Do you have the clip of the original?
The whole thing?
I feel like this happens every time I come on the show.
Okay, forget
people, wow, we haven't seen that video in a while. Let's dust it off. And Will was here 2 weeks ago. And we'll
this
just
is
do
like
it
a
anyway.
Meme from 2006, right? It's like,
oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah, that's it. And what you want to hear the other part?
No, he's talking about Shake That Bear.
Oh.
Not the
that's what I was talking about.
The,
as well.
Oh, sorry, you want to see the? I'm not going to pull the
no,
video.
No,
we're back
no,
on Shake
no.
That Bear. No.
Yeah.
The point is we're not going to do that every time.
No, we're not going to.
Otherwise, it becomes like Friday.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
All right, moving on. The day after.
We all know you don't want that.
We went to Tanglewood, and then we went to the Math Mocha,
which has
nothing to do with coffee. It has something to do with contemporary art.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What does the O stand for?
Of.
Okay.
You know, I'm not being. You made me sound stupid. You actually asked me that.
I did. I didn't know.
Oh my God.
Where is Mocha?
It's in.
Is it Lenox?
Is it in Lenox?
Or
I
is it actually?
Does the M stand for museum?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
first
so.
First M, well.
I think it does. Yeah.
And the C. what's the H stand for?
What's the H stand for?
Oh, the H.
hot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's probably
contemporary hot art.
Hot art, yeah. There was some hot art there. The Phoenix was there.
The Phoenix was awesome.
And the cigarette thing was crazy.
The cigarette, yeah.
Yeah.
Half a million cigarettes.
Was it half a million?
I think that's correct.
Whoa. Half a million cigarettes arranged to look like a tiger
rug.
Rug, yeah.
I thought it was going to look like a massive cigarette.
That would be cool, too.
One big cigarette. That would have been cool, yeah. Because you could have got, like, the stripes and then, like, the filter part and all
yeah.
that. Yeah. That could be cool.
But the smell of the cigarettes was, like, overwhelming when you went into the exhibit.
It was pretty bad.
It was very strong.
Yeah. Intoxicating for some and disgusting for others.
I liked it. I kind of liked
it. You didn't bring a lighter, did you?
No.
Oh, damn, a flame.
That would have been kind of crazy. But then we went to have some food at a new friend's house.
Oh, that's right.
An old friend of you. And then we went home.
That was great. Kind of late.
Yes. We had the longest ride home ever.
It was 3 hours, pretty much.
That sounds about right. Maybe a little too long.
From
Lenox?
I think I got home at... Well, no, we were in North Adams
eventually. Well, how long should it be? 2.5?
I think 3 hours was what it was quoted.
Yeah, 3 hours is what it was.
It kind of was pretty much 3 hours.
Yeah. So it was 3 hours as advertised.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And it was still...
It was long.
It was too long.
Well, it was long when it was like, you know, 12:30 and you're still in the car.
It's like Groundhog Day. It's like, is it 6 more weeks of winter or is it 6 more weeks till spring?
But we got to listen to the Kanye West new album on Derek's awesome stereo.
Yeah,
that's right.
Stereo
it was
system
pretty
is
crazy. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy system. I've been working on it for like years. That system's been... Like around for over 10 years.
And now I can't listen to any other music on any other station.
I can't listen to music anymore.
No, I'm sorry, guys.
You've ruined music. You've
you want to bring something by, you can listen to it in my car.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're musicians, and you've ruined our business.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? You guys, people can listen to you.
People don't want to pay to listen to us.
No, they don't.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Okay. I was either going to go with that or like this, because I was like, well, I don't know.
Our lives are bad and we're poor.
Musicians and poor.
No one will hire us. I'm a soprano. I can't count.
What? I can count.
Oh.
I can count a little bit. I can count up to 4.
This is how you need to count. Anything else can be subdivided.
Subdivided, yes. That's right, because according to some people, subdivision is for adults.
Who said that?
DH.
Subdivision is for adults.
Adults.
Good.
Adults.
Good. Great. Good.
And now we've alienated like 80% of our audience.
Yeah, maybe some people on the show too. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be 80% of the show. There are 4 of us.
That's true.
I guess I don't know how
so
to divide.
So it would be 50%. Now you can play the cricket sound. Now, now it's okay. There you go.
All right, so what's next on the docket?
That's great. Let's just keep talking about this.
So other than the sun coming up, what is next on the list?
Well, and then, you know, we were in the Cape today.
Oh, you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys.
To the Cape.
Got up at
Youth Guys.
Youth Guys, yeah. So it's been a day of traveling around Massachusetts. Kind of interesting.
It took about over 2 hours to get back.
Yeah, so it was a long
really?
Ride. Yeah, it was just a lot. It was trafficy.
Isn't that crazy? That doesn't seem to make much sense because you could drive like 3 hours to the whole western part of the state.
Yeah.
But the Cape is just like a little hook right under us, right? Like
yeah.
It seems like.
But it takes all day to get there and all day to get back.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, everyone's going to.
Traffic, right?
Well, it's the bridge traffic.
Yeah. It's crazy traffic.
I don't understand why the bridge was such a hold up.
It's a bottleneck.
It's right after the bridge.
Yeah,
like
it was just like
empty.
Smooth sailing. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's talk a whole show about traffic.
Traffic and weather together.
Except that time I had to stop, and Kay was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a quick stop?
Yeah. It was a quick stop. I got scared. And then there was also napping on the side of the road as well.
Yeah, and on the road.
You guys were napping?
Don't even say that.
Or do you mean napping like stealing?
No, there was micro sleeping.
You guys pulled over and took a nap?
I played my Nintendo, but somebody else took a nap.
For what? For 5 minutes?
The driver.
No, it was the driver. It was for like 15 minutes, maybe.
It was crazy, this crazy driver.
Who might that be?
Our driver.
Somebody who's just listening, maybe.
You got a driver?
I am just listening.
I don't know.
That's one of my favorite clips.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
That's pretty good.
I am just listening.
Oh, God.
He's never going to call in again.
I don't know who that is. Yeah,
no.
Some listener.
Probably sleeping right now, not driving or listening.
Yeah, somebody, you know, and micro sleeping again.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, sleeping in little increments.
I thought it was. I thought the number was supposed to be like 26 minutes. I think NASA figured that out or something.
It's just enough to, if you're holding a spoon in your hand, it should be just enough until you drop it.
What?
Right?
Why a spoon?
What's
that's
happening?
Enough to sleep? Or
no, just for the micro nap.
Oh, okay.
That's,
so
that
hold
be,
a spoon in your
what
hand.
What do you mean like
then,
this?
But the problem is,
and
you,
like,
you drop
and
it, it wakes you up. And then, oh, then you're then you're back.
Shouldn't
you
drop something heavier?
Well,
I don't know if
heavy,
I'd hear a spoon.
You're a heavy sleeper?
I'm a very heavy sleeper.
Well, then just you hold on to like a bottle, and then it will smash.
Hold on to like a car.
Wait, wait, wait. This is a revolutionary state. You're a heavy sleeper?
Yes.
So I get to experiment like different ways to wake you up?
Why are you waking me up?
I don't know, just for fun.
I'm going to lock you out of my room.
No.
It locks.
So what about the cats?
Oh,
see? Can't resist.
You could have a cat door in your apartment.
Cat door. You should cut a cat door.
Actually, can't be able to fit in through that, though. You never know.
Right, I might be able to fit in through the pet door.
Okay, it's pretty small.
All I have to do is not eat for a couple of weeks.
How does your mind go to from, oh, he's a heavy sleeper? Oh, waking him up will be difficult. Are you?
No, I just want to
I feel
like symbols.
What's
gonna
I feel
happen?
Like that's a conversation my mother had with my father at one point. Why are you having it with me now?
I don't know. I just was being mischievous. What are you doing over there?
Yeah, I was just trying to throw the cap on the...
On the cat?
No.
Look at the cap!
I was...
Oh, no.
Fiddling with the cap.
Oh, with the cap?
The cap.
But not the cat.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm throwing a cap on the cat.
There's cat cookies for people if you want those.
They're for people?
Yeah, this is what it says. It's got a little thing on the bottom.
Silly,
so for
cat
people.
Cat cookies are for people.
Oh, I can't have any then. I'm a soprano. Anyway, so James Dargan's supposed to be on the show, but he's running late.
What you trying to say, Kay?
Apparently he just woke up at 6:49.
Yeah, I know. I talk about sleeping.
I mean, if you take a nap, well, if you
I
take a nap after 5, is that a nap?
I don't think...
Yes.
I think naps are okay as long as they're before like 6, maybe 7.
I don't know. I
it's
feel
getting
like
a little late
after 5,
that.
You push all your chips in and you're not able to stay.
If the sun is up, it's still a nap.
What about the people that come home from work? Sometimes you want to take a nap after work.
The sun is up. It's still a nap.
Okay. Yeah, I know some people who took a nap at 5. Like.
That's true. But I feel like if you're going to bed, if you're taking a nap that late, you might as well just stay there.
At 5?
I forgot that I was sleeping
Will
after 5.
Speechless.
Some people stay up really late.
But it wasn't me, though.
I stay up late.
Some people stay up to like, you know, midnight.
Oh, that's late. Yeah.
Yeah, 1 in the morning.
Woo!
You
or
know.
2 in the morning.
Wild things.
Craziness. Crazy anymore. So anyway, I'm pretty tired. There's been not a lot. There's been sleep debt. How about you, Derek?
No, definitely. You know, this week has been so busy and this weekend's been so busy.
Yes.
There hasn't been a full night's sleep. And there won't be for a while, I don't think.
Really?
Maybe early this week I'll see something good coming.
I'm hoping that you'll catch up on that sleep
Thank
debt.
You. Yeah, I think so.
Do you have a little sleep app on your new phone that like tracks how you're sleeping?
I haven't even looked for one of those yet, but maybe I should.
You should get one of those. You got to join the club.
I checked out momentarily, and I thought sleep app was abbreviation for sleep apnea.
Oh, right, right.
Do you have a little sleep app on
you
your phone?
You got sleep app? That's so cool. Well, hopefully none of us here have sleep apnea.
No, that's horrible,
bad.
Right?
You start breathing, you get... The snoring.
I do snore myself awake sometimes. If I sleep on my back outside.
It's happened to me.
If you're on your back, yeah, all bets are off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just stay away from abbreviations, no matter how many.
Huh?
Sleep apnea. That's how we got here. I thought it was an abbreviation.
But I
know you weren't. I'm still making a point.
But an app, like, what is the full name for an app for
application.
A phone app?
Application.
A phone application?
Yeah, but that's an acceptable one. I mean, when people make abbreviations out of words, it just has no business being abbreviated.
Like whatever.
Yeah, and totes.
Totes.
And I know
jelly.
That one's
I know
horrible.
Some serial offenders.
I like jelly.
May or may not be.
Don't be jelly.
On a bus right now.
Oh.
What are you trying to say,
Kay? No. I'm not talking about James.
Okay, I don't know.
No, that was a good conclusion to make.
Oh, okay.
They're just, I don't know. I guess I do find them amusing, but I feel like I should be angered by them.
But you're tickled by them instead.
Yes, I'm tickled by them.
Tickled?
Instead.
Fantastic. Anyway, we've got a call on the line.
This might actually.
You want to check this out?
Could this be our guest?
Oh, you know what? It could.
So we might want
to. You know what?
We might want to.
Second time that's happened.
Take a quick break.
But you know, this time I didn't pick it up.
Okay.
So it's good.
Okay, good.
Yes, let's take a break. Can't believe it's freaking 7:24. This is the most professional, unprofessional show on the internet today.
That's true. That's our show.
Sorry,
so we'll take a quick break. We'll probably be back with our guest.
Yes, we'll come back with Nick and Tosca.
Awesome.
Hope I'm not messing up his name.
I think it's gonna be okay.
I hope so.
We'll find out how to pronounce his name.
All right.
When we come back.
It's always me, isn't it?
People with weird last names.
All right. Whatever. Right. We're taking a break. We'll come back.
All right. Good times.
Overworked? Tired? Overtired? Then you need the Brian Butterfield Ultra Pill! I have harnessed all of the proteins, pro-20s, minerals, mini-minerals, essential and non-essential fats that your body needs to remain healthy into this one handy capsule. The Ultra Pill comes in plain and neutral flavors. It breaks down into three convenient segments. One for breakfast, a perfect start to your day. One for lunch, nutritious and delicious. And, of course, dinner. Filling. But remember, you must keep your Ultra Pill refrigerated between meals, otherwise it will go off. Order now and get these free Ultra Pill straps, making it even easier for you to carry it with you throughout your day. The Brian Butterfield Ultra Pill. Call now!
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back.
Check out some of that Ultra Pill.
If you'd like to guarantee that you can get in contact with the show, you need to pay attention to the next 20 seconds. You can email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for more information. Find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us at our Twitter handle at DK Radio Show. Follow us on Vine on your device. And then call us at 661-467-2416.
Nice.
I know what you were doing over here, and you made me laugh.
But you mean me counting with my fingers? You knew I was counting.
Well, I knew that you were taking
Inspector K. Holy mackerel.
According to Will, you didn't make it under 20 seconds.
I did not. So well, I guess maybe I should be tarred and feathered and thrown into the street.
Let's all just relax. How do you guys even... forget it.
Anyway, joining us on the line is TV writer and author Nick Antosca. Nick, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Awesome. I just want to say you've got my name right. You're saying it correctly.
The winner is...
Good job.
We always get a little paranoid. Well, I always get a little paranoid about that.
Definitely. Yeah, it's
well, I've been told that the best thing to do when you don't know how to pronounce somebody's last name is just go with the least spicy version and let them correct you.
That's a good one.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
A lot like my last name.
Or just say it like you're sure you know what it is. That's a good
one. Yeah, that works too. I never correct anybody. I've heard a lot of different variations. But
and
it's all good.
I'm sorry if I sounded uncertain about it at our end of our last show. I should have just went like, yeah, I know what it is.
No, man, you got it. You got it.
Okay, good.
Nick, what are your favorite name butchering variations?
You have some weird ones?
Antipasta.
Like antipasta.
Okay, you just don't get it.
Antipasta. I've heard that one.
Antipasta?
Antosca. People say Antosca because of the opera Tosca. I'm cool with that. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kay, you don't understand. There really is no fun version of those. It's just first day of school, and you're like, oh, God, what's she going to say?
Right. Well, first day of school is what obscene variation of your name can they find?
Well, you know what? I have a difficult first name, so I totally understand.
Right.
K?
No, it's not K, actually. That's
Sorry.
A nickname.
It's a tough letter of the alphabet.
Sorry.
Some say the toughest.
Anyway, Nick, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm very well. I'm in Los Angeles. It's hot.
Is it really?
Say that again?
Derek just asked you if it
really?
Was really hot there.
You know, we lost the summer here. It just like something happened
it's
gone. It's a dud.
Yeah, I used to be out there. I'm never going back. I had my fill of the East Coast. Now I'm out here. I mean, you know, you can never be sure, but I haven't fallen out of love with California yet.
Everyone who lives out there falls
they
in love
it.
With it.
Yeah, no more seasons, huh? It's great.
Yeah, it messes with your mind, but that's okay.
I guess it can if it feels like summer all the time.
Well, everybody who comes out here is a writer or an actor or a director or whatever, and our minds are already kind of fried a little bit, so, you know,
That's
who knows
true.
What the actual sort is.
That's true. So tell us a little bit about your new book, The Girlfriend Game.
The Girlfriend Game is a collection of stories. They are very diverse in content, but they mostly involve relationships, complicated. I mean, every story has something to do with a relationship, or you know, there's like a complication thrown in, and things get weird. You know, some of the stories have aliens. There's a lot of sex in the book. There's a story about clowns. There's something for everybody.
There's clowns and aliens in the same book,
and they're having sex.
They're in the same book. They're not in the same story. They're not in the same story. I'll say that.
Any clown alien sex.
That's the next book. Next book.
That's next
the sequel.
Book. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Well, who is your intended audience for the book? Who do you think will get the most out of it?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I would say if you like George Saunders, James Salter, or if you're a horror fan, if you're a literary fiction fan, you know, even there's even stuff for 50 Shades of Grey fans. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. So I would say for most readers, there's something interesting.
Well, sign Kay up, that's for sure.
and for the 50 Shades of Grey, you must be talking about the sex part, not the clown part, right? I'm just guessing.
Everything.
Okay.
Everything in there mismatched all at once.
That's dirty, then. I don't know.
there's all kinds of different stories.
50 Shades of Grey makeup, basically.
I don't know. I haven't read all the sequels to 50 Shades of Grey. There might be some clowns in there.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not sure.
There are sequels?
Is it 51 shades? Does it go in increments of one?
Oh, there's a lot of sequels. To be honest, I haven't read all of the first one. I just read some of it and was entertained, but I felt like, you know, I felt like, okay, I get it.
You've read all of it. Sounds like you've read all of it.
Maybe. It might be on my Kindle, still to be read.
Nice. Still waiting for you to go back to it. Anyway, you've also read...
As soon as I get off the phone.
You're going right to it. Your Kindle's going to fire up your Kindle right now.
It's in front of me.
And it says you've written for MTV's Teen Wolf, ABC's Last Resort, and you're currently working on J.J. Abrams' Believe.
Wow.
Yeah. I was. I had a moment about 4 or 5 years ago when I realized, okay, there's probably like 50 people in the United States who actually make a living writing books. And, you know, I don't know, like, if that's a real life plan. I write fiction because I love it, but I was like, well, how do you make a living, you know, doing that? And it just, you know, there's kind of a revolution in TV. And I was like, how do I do that? How do I get into that? So I partnered up with another novelist I know named Ned Fazzini, who is a YA author, and we've been friends for many years, and we just kind of got into it together, like, let's try and write something and see what happens. And it took us a couple of years, but we ended up coming to L.A. We got hired on Teen Wolf, which was, we had tried to get hired on the first season because it was coming out just as we got out here, and we saw it, and, you know, we knew that it was really good. And also, you know, it was kind of like an underdog, so we thought we might have a shot. And we ended up getting hired on the second season and just have been writing TV since then. It's a great job. I mean, you know, you sit in a room with other writers all day, you just, like, talk about werewolves.
That's so cool.
Yeah, sounds like fun. That's your job, right? I
mean, yeah.
Great.
Can't complain. How did you get involved?
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
No, I just wanted to know how you got involved with J.J. Abrams, because that seems like a really cool...
Oh yeah.
It's well. One of the interesting things about Hollywood is that, you know, once you're lucky enough to get a job, you kind of get to meet your heroes pretty quickly. I mean, there's the show that I really, really loved when I had no idea, you know, that I would ever have a chance to write for TV was The Shield, which was
awesome.
Good show.
Yeah, it was Sean Ryan's show on ABC. I mean, sorry, on FX, and we had a chance to get hired on Last Resort, and we went in, and, you know, Sean Ryan ran that show, and it was just like, I never thought I would get the chance to be in a room with him, much less work with him, and so that's how we ended up on that show. And then that show got canceled, and so we had to go out for staffing again, try and get on something else, and, you know, suddenly we're on a show that JJ is working on, and, you know, he comes in at the beginning, and he just, like, casts a spell. He's just one of those guys who talks, and you're like, okay, yes, give me more. So that show's coming out in March 2014, and we're writing it now. It's a blast.
Awesome. Can you tell us anything about it, or is that, like, total secret?
Yeah, I mean, the trailer is out online. It's about a young girl who has supernatural powers, and... there's a convict who is broken out of death row to protect her. And there's some bad people trying to get her and use her powers for, you know, nefarious purposes. And beyond that, I can't really say anything.
If I could interject, actually, being a fan of television, are all television shows written now, like the whole season is written, like the arcs are written all at once? Is that pretty much the way it is?
In some cases, it's really different for every show. We have 13 episodes for a season, so the pilot plus the 12 episodes we're writing right now. And because we don't air until March, we have a lot more time to write it all out. So you will have the whole season mapped out before we hit the air. Some shows, I mean, there's a lot of network shows. They started writing at the same time we did, which was like June of this year, and they're going on the air in like a month, you know. I would be surprised if all those shows know where the season is going to end up. And actually, many of them don't, because they don't know if they'll have a full season, right? Like they can plan for the 12 episodes that have been ordered, but then if their ratings are good, they'll get another 9 episodes. So they got to kind of scramble to figure out more story. And we had this problem on Last Resort, which is, you know, you know you have 12 episodes and you get all these good story ideas. And the question is, do I save them for the back 9, which we don't know if we'll get, or do we use all the story up front? So that's a particular challenge for network TV.
Is there a level of superstition involved with that as well? Like, you don't want to count your chicks before they hatch. Like, well, I have ideas for episodes 13 and 14, but, you know, if I write them, maybe I'll jinx it. Is there anything like that involved?
There is, and there are all kinds of superstitions among TV writers. I mean, you don't want to putting posters up in your office, you know, before you get the, what's that?
Sounds like every artist I've ever met, including
us. Yes. You know, we're all, when you're on one of those shows where you're waiting for Beck 9, you know, there's all kinds of superstitions that go on in the office, and everybody's like crossing their fingers. And you're also aware of being in the office, because all these places rent the same office space, of being in the office of a show that was on the year before and was canceled. I remember moving into the offices of Last Resort, and there was like a guy, like, you know, a delivery guy putting in the water cartons, and he was like, "Oh yeah, Pan Am was here last year. Seen him come, seen him go." And we were like, "Ugh."
And they're like ghosts.
But yeah.
You ever
find
like a notebook from Pan Am with all these secrets? It's like, oh my god! I woke up one morning.
No.
I heard the theme song. I just heard it. I heard it.
Well, we shot that show Last Resort in Hawaii, and when we would shoot on, you know, certain beaches or protected lands, they'd bring this guy, like this Hawaiian priest, in with a loincloth, and he would come around and, you know, splash water on us and like say a little thing to like exorcise the demons. And I always thought we should have that at the office, you know, before we started writing. I thought, maybe next time, maybe the next show. I haven't been able to convince anybody to bring in a Hawaiian priest and a loincloth yet.
That could be a good routine, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe. Shows would last longer.
So who has been your biggest hero that you've met out in Los Angeles?
God, it's a tough question. It's probably Sean Ryan. But also, just because you know, I worked with him for 6 months, you know, meeting JJ on this show, and also the guy who directed the pilot and co-wrote the pilot of Believe is Alfonso Cuarón, who directed Children of Men, and he's got this movie Gravity coming out, and he's one of my favorite directors of all time. So that was a big, another big reason to come on the show, and that was like a huge thrill to meet him. I mean, before we got hired, we went out and you know, had lunch with him, and it was just like, you know, okay, keep cool, like, don't geek out. So that's a big one.
What were some of when you were younger, what were some of the like TV shows and books and movies that you're interested in that got you to this point?
Well, the first TV show that I really loved was as I said, The Shield, because I didn't really watch a lot of TV when I was a kid, but I did watch movies, and I loved Paul Thomas Anderson's movies that were just coming out as I was in high school, and that was a different situation where I met one of my heroes, because I grew up in this like a farm town, and it was like in the middle of nowhere, and my high school teacher knew that I was a fan of Paul Thomas Anderson, and I was the editor of the high school newspaper, which was just like, you know, the most low rent thing you could imagine. I mean, it was stapled together, and he called Paul Thomas Anderson's publicist and got him to, you know, call the high school and talk to me, and I interviewed him, and I was just like, oh wow, you know, that's he's like a real person, and I could go out there and do this. So that was a big deal.
That's a really inspiring story, you know.
That is
like,
pretty cool.
Coming from a small town, you can live your dream, you know.
Yeah, and Hollywood people are nice sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they won't bite your head off. They'll actually go out of their way to do something cool for somebody who can't do anything for them.
That's really cool. So you've written three other books, is that right? And one of your books actually was the winner of Shirley Jackson Award for Best Novella in 2009. That's so cool, called The Midnight Panic.
Yeah. Midnight Picnic was
a
ghost story. No. That everybody makes that mistake. You're not the first.
That's my ghost
story. Yeah, so somebody should write that book, and then we'll just get confused on Amazon. I'll have to track them down and kill them.
Hey, Picnic sounds much nicer.
Midnight Picnic does sound nicer than Midnight Panic.
She'll get some accidental buys, too.
Unfortunately, it's a very dark book. So if it sounds cheerful, you're in for a surprise.
I don't really think of very bright things either, so it seems to fit. spaghetti.
Yeah, so there was that one, and Fires, and The Obese, and I have a novella coming out later this year called The Hangman's Ritual.
Oh, cool.
So I've been, it's a funny thing because it seems like I must have written a whole lot recently, but I haven't. There's just like when I get a hiatus from a TV show or when I have time, like I'll write something, and it'll just sit on my laptop for a long time, and somebody will say, you know, hey, do you have anything? And I'll send, like, yeah, if you're interested. And then things come out all at the same time. So I look really busy.
I'm curious, actually, do you have any scripts for pilot shows that you would write or movies?
Yeah. Well, my writing partner and I, you know, you have to write sample scripts to get hired on shows. And we wrote a couple that we really, that got us work and that eventually we might make. You know, one is a science fiction TV pilot about a kid who wakes up, you know, one morning and, like, it's dark out, you know, the sun's not up, and he can't figure out why, and everybody else is gone. There's, like, creatures out in the woods. And that is called, that was called Night on Earth, and now we're developing it as a feature. So that's the big one. And then there's a couple other scripts. I think, like, every writer out here has a few.
Kind of like a YA Pitch Black, I guess.
I was thinking
And what's the one that's about... I'm sorry.
No, what was you saying?
What's Derek?
I thought you mentioned something about ghosts, and I see that one of the subjects is for ghosts.
One of the subjects?
Is that for one of the books? Is about, I don't know.
We're not talking about the books.
Oh, yeah. Midnight Picnic is a ghost story.
Okay.
Put the drink down, Derek. Sorry.
But we have some other projects in early stages of development that are sort of ghost related or supernatural, and I can't talk in any detail about them. But that's, you know,
sure.
One of the best movies I saw this summer was The Conjuring. I love those. I love movies. That and Insidious were my favorite horror movies the past couple of years.
Sweet.
And go on.
I like horror movies too. I'm right
I
there.
I just
with
saw I saw You're Next, which comes out this Friday, and one of my friends from college is in it, so I saw a screening.
Sorry, every time someone says that word, we have to play that clip. Sorry.
It's just the thing we do. No, nothing personal.
Wait, have you guys seen it?
No, I have not.
It's a lot of fun. It's very fun.
Awesome. Well, tell the listeners where they can buy your latest book.
You can buy it on online portals. The best and easiest is just to get it on Amazon. So do it.
Awesome.
And when is Believe coming out again?
Believe is out in March 2014, so right after the Olympics on NBC.
Ooh, awesome. Well, that's right, the Olympics. Awesome. I keep forgetting about that.
It's coming up.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Olympics?
Yes, the Winter Olympics.
I don't know anymore.
No, I think it's the fall. The fall one.
The fall Olympics.
Yeah. I think that's...
I don't think there is a...
I wish there was a fall Olympics.
Well,
great.
Instead of curling, they do leaf blowing.
Yeah.
Like, raking and also like pumpkin carving.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nick, thank you for your time and thanks for joining us and telling us about your projects.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Take care.
No sweat. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, that was Nick Antosca. We said his name correctly.
We did, which is great.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic.
Really good. Wow.
Anyway, after the break... It's going to be the game of the month.
Oh, is it happening right away?
Yes.
The game of the month.
Just in time.
Oh, my gosh. And we might be joined by our...
Sleeping Beauty.
Third guest.
Sleeping Beauty. He's
awesome.
Looking in the fridge right now.
He always comes in and looks for food.
Yes, that's what he does. Anyway, join us after the break for the game of the month.
Stay tuned.
is the Derek and Kay Show.
Domestic violence is always wrong.
Shut the fuck up!
But you can make it right with flowers.
Nothing else says, sorry I kicked you in the stomach, better than flowers.
That's right. And right now, all florists in the Liberty City area are having their Make It Right sale. Nothing says love like a genetically modified plant grown hydroponically in chemicals by peasants in Honduras. You may have done wrong. It's time to make it right. Send flowers. A message from your local florist and the Florist Alliance Group.
Does your house smell like ass? Find out what you can do tonight.
I love my husband more than anything.
Which is why I was surprised to find her sleeping with the teenager next door.
Now I take each day one day at a time. I didn't know what I had till it was almost gone. Now I'm faithful and haven't terminated a pregnancy in over a year. I stopped obsessing about my weight. Now there's just more of me to love. They say America's fatter than ever. But when you're number one, it's time to celebrate. And why not celebrate with cake every day?
Celebrate cake.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, : The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, this is Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back. So if you, we just got finished with our guest, Nick Antosca, who is awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
And inspiring for some people. If you'd like to get in contact with the Derek and Kay Show, you can. Many ways. Keep up with the show. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Find us on Facebook and give us a like at facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us at our Twitter handle at dkradioshow. Follow us on Vine at our Vine app on Android, Windows, and iOS. And also call us at 661-467-2416.
Awesome.
Did I get them all in there?
No, that's pretty. I think you nailed it.
Close. Okay.
I think it was really good.
Sweet. Why are we? What's going on with the rum? Is that rum?
No. It's,
okay. I can't see the label.
Isn't that whiskey? I hope.
Oh, it's whiskey? Nice.
We got to introduce our other guest now.
Oh, we have another guest.
Yeah, we have another guest that just
who came from the
NBCA. Just dropped by. He's just doing a show down the street, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, James.
James.
I'm still drunk.
From when?
From 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
I'm getting too old for this, which is why I'm putting the bottle of Johnny Walker down.
Why? What?
Nah, come on, man. Hair of the dog. Hair of the dog.
Oh, you could have grabbed it. I want to grab it,
too. Two of all of you. And
nobody likes a quitter.
All of you look great.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I realized that I might be getting too old for this lifestyle.
No, come on.
Johnny Walker smells good, by the way.
Isn't it? If you want some of that.
It's the devil's drink. So I had my first mint julep.
I smelled the mic instead of smelling the bottle.
The mic might not smell so good.
Second and third and fourth mint juleps last night. And then we had some scotch, and then we had some gin, then we had some bourbon. Delicious.
Hey, can I have maybe a tiny glass here?
Oh. You mean with a ginger ale or just like that?
No, just like that.
So now I'm drinking beer. I don't know why.
One of these like little thingies?
Yeah. It's dirty. Oh, Blanche. That's not good. I don't want a dirty glass, yeah. Derek.
No, it's not so dirty. It's just a little dusty.
It's dusty? All right.
So I took the first train home.
The first train this morning?
Nice.
I did. I was like, well, I'm up anyway.
Is that your first time on the first train?
That's a good night.
Indeed.
I was going to say, I've done a first train before. They're weird.
Oof. So James was definitely weird.
And of course.
Must be a weird
James
crowd.
Was at a walk of shame moment.
No. It was more like a fall asleep on the Alewife bound train and go all the way to Alewife and then come back. Yeah. And I was like, son of a...
Having a little sip of whiskey here.
So I went to sleep at 7 o'clock, and I woke up at noonish because somebody woke me up early, who shall not be named.
Kay.
Huh?
No, it was another minority. Yeah.
Another minority.
What?
Okay.
It's okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Huh.
Play the tail, pin the tail on the minority, if you will.
Is it a minority that lives with you?
I don't know. I'm not falling for that.
No, it's a minority that lives the next square over from me.
So what was happening?
I don't know.
Where were you?
It was just drinking in JP, and JP is a bloody wormhole. It's a wormhole.
Yeah, that's bad.
Put your pants down. I was near John. Actually, no, not that night.
No?
But
welcome
Jackson
to the James Dorgan Show.
Yeah.
Jackson Square. Put your pants down. Stuff happens. I think I'm getting too over, though, because there was also a girl that I had to go see today, and that stuff, and I was still pretty drunk, so that's okay. It's all right. Here's to drinking more.
Will and I have been singing the whole show, basically.
Oh, yeah, you missed it.
That's the whole show. It's fine. Yeah.
Good.
You have to listen to the archive.
We have.
Better you than me, because right now all I'm singing is...
Okay, is everyone ready for the game of the month, then?
No.
Okay.
The game of the month.
Thank you. All right. So
Brought to you by Southern Tier Brew. Hey, I'm from there.
Once a month, I get a game together, and we go round robin and try to have some fun.
Where's Robin?
And Trey,
round robin.
Who's Robin?
She's a girl I know.
And Kay tried to make the game that's hard for me.
It's not just hard for you.
Interesting.
Anyway, this month's game is a new one I've come up with. It's called Lost in Translation.
Okay.
So I don't know how many of you are familiar with English.com.
Oh,
one of my favorite sites.
When you need him.
This is going...
Oh, baby. This is going south really fast.
No, love it's going that. East really fast.
Oh,
so I've got...
That's true.
So I've got a list of things that signs have said, and we need to figure out exactly what they meant to say.
What a great idea.
And
I actually
have what they meant to say with me. Some of them are easy. And some of them are impossible.
This is great.
You think so?
Let's go. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Is this like a team game?
Sure. Let's be a team. Let's be a team.
There's five of us. We'll all talk about it.
We'll all talk about it.
Oh, we're all together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Why not? I didn't really think that through, but
okay.
That's great.
Go team.
All right.
Do you want some of that?
No.
James is sipping. Well, he's sniffing the whiskey.
Yeah, come on.
I'm giving it Isaac.
No, it's
going to
be good. It's going to be good, right?
Because
you'll have some of that,
it'll be... It's a great idea, just later, after I've already drunk some more alcohol. You might wake up on a couch with your pants down.
Oh!
Okay, all right.
This time you'll wake up in Ashmont. That's way worse than wake up in Alewife.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, anyway, it's time for the game of the month.
Great, let's do this.
Okay,
I like
so the first Lost in Translation bad sign is an easy one. What's going on in the background?
Sorry, that's me.
Oh, okay.
What are you, ventriloquist? There's nothing happening
that's
over there. Your mouth isn't moving. You're like, sorry, it's me.
He's so good.
I'm just going to keep doing that when Kay's talking.
All right. Anyway, there is a sign in China that says, fresh crap. And we have to figure out what they meant to say.
That's too easy. I'm not doing that.
It's too easy.
Fresh crap.
Derek Kalish.
I might have seen this at some point because that is one of my favorite websites of all time. I do believe that the sign originally said fresh crab.
You know what? No. That's incorrect.
What?
Actually, I know what it said.
It's carp.
Come on. No way.
It is carp. Who said that?
I thought it was crab. Of course
it
was. That's crap.
Fresh carp.
Bad one.
It said fresh carp.
Okay.
Pants down.
Damn
pants
it.
Down. Pants down.
I was going to say flesh of the crab or something.
Of the clap. Of the clap. You were going to say of the clap.
Flesh.
I know you were going to say of the clap.
Fleshy clap.
That's a butt move. That's a move to do with your butt. No. That's a move you do with your butt when you're breaking it down. When you're twerking, you flesh clap.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise known as booty clap.
Yeah. You get
shake that booty.
This is going in like crazy different directions.
Because I just got here. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one is, and maybe we want to cover the young person's ears.
No.
I mean, I'm nowhere near.
I haven't met you at Electro already.
And this is just what the sign said. I'm not... I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
It said this. Cunt examination.
Hey, Patterson!
Nice beaver.
Good job,
Kay.
What?
Oh, I think I saw this one, too.
Did you? Okay, you want to chime in? Raise your hand.
I don't remember exactly... It's a doctor thing.
Yes,
it's
going to
be a clinic.
It's,
cut examination.
Little pussy.
Huh? Keep saying
cut examination.
No. Please don't be a PGY.
See you next Tuesday in examination.
Yeah.
No, but that's what they mean. Cut.
It's a
No, it's not what they meant.
I hope it's not an OBGY.
Oh, it's a gynecologist.
It is. Okay. Actually.
Oh my God, it is.
That's what they meant. And that's what they meant.
Where's your vagina?
I'm choking on my cookie. And I'm choking on a cookie. That's a bad phrase.
Choking on a cookie.
No!
Say what
yes.
now?
Yes, it was an OBGYN office, and they did have a See You Next Tuesday examination.
Oh, my
Who?
God.
Wow.
Sign.
That's pretty crazy.
Yes.
That's not a
sign. That's just so inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
It's not like, oh, we got the wrong word.
Yeah,
they just
they chose the bad one.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. That's amazing.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, they should have said, like, vaginal examination, but they chose an obscenity instead. That's fun.
What?
All right, the next one is slip and fall down carefully.
Watch your step.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
It actually says...
I'm sorry, I should
specific...
stop.
No, it's okay. It says,
you are
it says,
amazing.
Be
I'm really
careful,
bad at these.
Be careful not to fall and slip.
Mm.
Okay. And here, this one needs a little bit of visual context.
Okay.
So there's one of those tent signs you put up when you're cleaning, you know?
Oh.
And it says, execution in progress.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Excavation?
Execution in progress.
No, I know, but is it an excavation?
Oh, no.
It's like a floor cleaning thing.
Men working.
Excuse me, please? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it means construction in progress.
Oh,
that's what
construction.
They meant. Construction,
okay.
Yes.
I thought it was like a cleaning thing.
Well,
so,
you know, I mean,
well, after an execution,
actually,
there is a fair amount of cleaning.
That's
it's
true.
Actually not, it's not incorrect
what?
Because it, you know, the execution of stuff is like a
yeah,
real
that's
thing.
True. It's just a translation.
But like the
it's lost in
translation. Thank you.
Why
I should have come up with a sound clip for that.
The moral of this is that Eve is whipping all of us.
Yeah, Derek.
No,
why
actually,
did...
it's a team thing.
It's a team
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all getting y'all winning.
We're all winning.
Derek, Steve, I'm just wondering why you waited until James to arrive to play the gunshot clip. I mean,
oh!
What was that all about?
I don't... It was, it,
dude,
yeah,
just
because
I'm black?
That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
All right, the next
I'm
one...
Hurt.
The next one...
I'm actually hurt because I didn't dodge it in time.
The next
yes,
one
what?
The next one is,
oh, my arm.
Is
yes.
basically impossible to get because it doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
But it says... Mm. The sign definitely says F, but not the whole word I'd said. F, the certain price of goods.
What
the deuce?
Is that at Walmart in China?
It's at a store.
Is it half the certain price of goods?
No. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's actually a sign for dried goods. Who knew? It's in a grocery store. So you know
dried
you have
goods.
Like you have like flour
oh, okay.
and you have dried goods.
Is that a bad sign when
I
your
thought it would be like
after drinking?
Huh?
No, we're talking about bad signs.
I think
awesome.
I thought it would be like,
I think
you know,
if
the other guy's prices,
there.
We can beat them.
No.
You know?
That seems like a good
we're
line.
China. We'll always, we have the manpower.
We win.
Maybe my contacts are old. Who knows? Man.
Okay,
all
the
right.
next one,
drink.
The next one is, do not disturb, tiny grass is dreaming.
Oh, that's so cute. sounds like a Miyazaki.
So
it's something about, it's something about growing the grass. Mm. It's growing.
Don't step on
the
grass.
Seed grass, the tiny grass is dreaming.
Yeah, like it's just been fertilized
or something.
You're not
like
supposed
that?
To step on it.
Yeah, re-seeded? It basically means do not step on the living grass.
Oh, living. Okay,
yeah.
living.
Dreaming.
Normally here in America, they just put a sign called poisoned.
Oh,
that also works. Yeah.
In America, they put a sign called no, doom.
This
is a sign of a guy holding a shotgun.
Christopher Walken says no.
You shouldn't step on that.
That's
a bad idea.
Yeah, baby.
No.
He's working it.
This sign was in a bathroom, and you can easily figure out what it means, but I thought it was funny, so I'm going to read it anyway.
P and the B?
Very close.
We're talking about that.
I like your smile, but unlike you, put your shoes on my face. Oh, wait, that's not the easy one. That's the hard one.
Okay, stop teasing us.
It literally says, I like your smile, but unlike you, put your shoes on my face.
Wow.
What did they mean by that?
Don't disrespect
that's a massage parlor with a happy ending, right?
It's supposed to be, I like your smell?
Smile.
No, it's
oh.
supposed to be smell.
Oh, no.
Stop mishearing me. It's really self-defeating.
The whole point
that's
is to discern things that are wrong, and so when I try to correct them, you correct me to when it's incorrect. And we just keep going in circles like
and
that.
And that's why I love her.
Stop yelling at me.
I know her. Oh, snap.
Actually, I was looking at the black label bottle, so really, it was as if I was yelling at Johnny Walker.
Why were you
like
yelling
at Johnny
Walker?
Because my microphone is in front of me.
What did Johnny
How
Walker
would I do this?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's out of control. Bear on the loose. Bear on the loose.
I'm
bear on
here.
The loose. You
oh
should be.
You've shook the bear one too many times.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it again. I like your smile, but unlike you, put your shoes on my face. What did they mean?
Hey, I just met you. Your smile, but unlike you, your shoes on my face. That doesn't work.
They really meant the grass is living. Please be merciful under your feet.
Oh.
Wow.
You didn't say it was on
wow.
the grass.
Not at all, right?
Huh?
No.
I thought this was in front of like a cashier.
I'm confused.
Is it? Oh,
that
no,
was
no,
a bathroom,
no.
actually.
Well, this
yeah.
is the
I
one.
Really
sorry. This is the one for the bathroom.
So the one with the shoes on your face?
No. This is the one for the bathroom.
Don't okay. be dirty in front of the children.
All right.
It's like they don't even speak English.
This is the one. This is the one for the bathroom.
Okay.
Saving water. You are the best. You're in, James.
Yes.
Shh.
What?
That's
Wow.
Saving water. You are the best. Urinating into the pool. You are the best. Flushing timely. You are the best. Protecting public property. You are the best.
Yes.
So I think it means. I think it means like if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, keep it mellow.
No, I don't think so.
What?
I just
never
something.
That? You've never
is
heard
that?
That?
No.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. That's like with hippies.
Yeah, no. Oh yeah,
hippies write that stuff. Yeah, so you don't flush too much.
Also in Greece, because toilets don't work.
That's weird.
This is something on with a pool. It has
bad,
a
right?
Yes, it's at the pool.
They pee in the pool as well. Oh, what?
Speak.
Wait, the pool. Say it again. I'm sorry.
In
saving
Greece?
Water, you are the best. Urinating into the pool, you are the best. Flushing timely, you are the best. Protecting
what
public
the?
Property, you are the best.
Sounds like everybody wins here. Like, it's okay if you pee in the pool. That's
awkward.
That's just
endorsing anarchy, I think.
Yeah. Don't pee on the public property, right?
Yes, basically, Eve wins.
Okay.
It means, like, please kindly save water. Please kindly pee, not pee in the pool. Or, no, please kindly pee in the toilet bowl.
What the?
Please kindly flush. And please kindly protect public property.
Oh,
there's too many P's. It's alliteration.
I thought you meant you had to pee in the pool.
No, you don't have to pee in the pool.
Please
no.
do pee in the pool.
Kay, are you back at your phase where there are just too many P's in your life?
Oh,
next one is
hey, what?
The next one
oh,
is
Doc Johnson. What?
Wang.
What's up?
Uh oh.
Yo.
Wang season.
Ah, yes, yes.
Okay. You can't write this stuff, people.
Wait,
you can't.
Wait. I didn't. Wang.
Wang season seaweed.
Fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. Magnificent, even.
What did they mean by that?
Wang season what?
Wang season seaweed.
I have no idea.
Wrong season seaweed or
no.
some different season seaweed. Spring.
Wait.
Fall. Summer.
Wait.
Winter. Winter.
No.
Important should have more my.
Wang? I have no idea.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy.
All right, the answer is Korean flavored seaweed.
What?
Wow.
But it's the wrong nationality because there's no Koreans in Dwayne.
That sounds like a dig to them.
It does, right?
Bit, yeah.
And no, it would have been dig if it had been dick seasoned.
Wang.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Bar.
And this is the last one, and this is the best for last.
Okay.
I'm scared.
F the duck until exploded.
Oh, yeah. What? Gunshot.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
I don't even know where to begin. Eve, we need you.
Come on, man. You're our cleanup hitter.
Eve, you are.
Wait, no, I know what it is.
Duck
I know what it is.
What is it?
Shut up with the sound bite. Just say it.
It is, it's fried duck.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Wow.
Dude. Wait, read the wrong one again.
Huh?
Read the wrong one again.
F the duck until exploded.
Oh. It's just fried duck?
Yes.
What? How did that happen?
I don't understand. But how did you know?
Well, what could be an F with a duck?
I know.
I mean, it's not...
Fricasseed, filleted.
Well, I mean, it was like...
Perhaps flambé.
But, I mean, that's on a menu. F the duck?
Yeah, that's pretty...
Exploded?
That is pretty...
Oh,
I don't know
what
the exploded part means.
That's wild.
Yeah.
But
that is wild.
I fried, sure.
If I saw the F word on the menu, I'd be like, that'd be the end. I'd walk out.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not doing any of that.
Anyway... No. That is the game of the month, ladies
good
and gentlemen.
Game.
The game of the month.
That was great. What a great idea.
Wow.
We can bring that one back and look at English.com.
We will definitely bring that one back.
That's a
maybe
good
with
one.
Some twists or something like that.
Really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one I came up with 6 in the morning on Thursday.
Wow.
Oh,
all right. Well,
that in the world were you up that early?
Oh, because my life starts early.
Did you drink until and then
no,
you got on the first train?
No,
and,
unfortunately, no. I'm working hard over here. All right.
Yikes.
Coming up after the break is Derek's Weird News.
Thank you very much.
So I'm very excited to hear about that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I hope
it's weird.
It's totally weird.
And Derek.
Thank you.
Stay tuned.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Nothing really bubbles up a party like a hot tub.
Lovin', hot tubbin', jacuzzi, hot tub.
At Lovin' Hot Tubbin', we have a wide selection of hot tubs that you can seduce all your party goers with. Check out our new SCX BJ69 model with champagne glass holders and a secret compartment for prophylactic and pills. Only at Lovin' Hot Tubbin'.
Lovin', hot tubbin', jacuzzi, hot tubs.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar, get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar, it satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
You're listening to The Derek and Kay Show, the most professional, unprofessional show on the radio.
Yo, it is, of course, the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Hey, was that Steve Cronin, by
that
the way?
That was.
I miss him.
Yeah, we gotta reconnect, I think.
Yeah, he was so fun.
He was pretty fun. His show was pretty great, too.
Him and Bryson Lang, gotta get them back.
That's
on the
right.
Show. Fantastic.
Hopefully both together.
And maybe Joe Gaudet as well.
Yes, we should.
Yes.
He's really good with his voices, right?
All those guys, yes.
It's good stuff.
Oh, man. Anyway, I'm not gonna do the plugs, so you forget
okay.
about that.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's absolutely fine.
All right, it's time for your weird news, where I sit back and do nothing and
all
just
right.
play the chicken dance and talk about it.
That's pretty much what we do.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, here we go.
I got Derek's weird news.
Yeah.
I got Derek's weird news.
Oh, wow, very nice, everyone.
That's
boom! That's pretty awesome.
The magic of the studio.
Oh, my God.
I sing in rock bands.
Ooh. Okay, so here's the first. Right.
You're cool.
Story.
I know, right? Groupie voice.
What
are you doing? What's going on? Failure whiskey on you for being insolent.
What?
She is insolent.
Okay, this one comes to us from New York. Here we have a New York man that's arrested 29 times.
29 times.
Wait, not
for
30?
Nabbing trains and buses.
Not 30?
There he is.
Ferris has been arrested 29 times.
Can explain... He can explain the inner workings of the New York City transit system with precision.
Of course.
He's taken trains before and has dropped people off throughout New York. He's even taken some buses into New Jersey and has been arrested for these crimes. He was jailed in 2010 for his latest escape with stealing some of the buses that leads to the Kennedy International Airport. Well, he's never going to be able to work for the transit system, unfortunately, even though he might know more about it than anyone else that works there. And that's what's happening in New York.
Wow. Do you think someone trained me to do that?
Oh, yes! Yes!
I don't appreciate having things
there.
Thrown at me during my podcast that I'm hosting.
It didn't go in your
I know it didn't.
I think this guy is on a one-track ride to the jail.
Me too.
Derek, I gotta say, and you do this.
Wait. He got bus saved.
No.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Thank you. Tip your weight zap. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
God. Wow.
That's the bus music, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all are horrible.
Yeah. You know, I think with this guy, they could actually train him to really run and train.
Wait, I did that pun already.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Damn it.
Oh.
I thought you did, like, I'm sorry.
I'm afraid that we're getting to the point where it's going to be mass transit overkill.
Oh. Here.
Oh. Can you turn the sounds on my computer,
no,
by the way?
Screw you! There's no on there's no.
What do we got there?
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
I was
going
to compliment you.
Yeah?
Forget it. Hey, forget it, young man.
Wow.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Next
like
story.
That.
Next story.
It seems like a lot of times when you do these stories, you yep. finish the story as soon as the sound clip for the song ends. It's really impressive.
You might be catching on.
What? What? Say what now?
Okay.
Hey-o.
Well, you know, you can keep it brief, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
No, I always think the sound clip is unusually long.
All right, next story.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Kay. Okay, this one also comes to us from New York. Here we have partying teens that get trapped inside a New York walk-in vault. Authorities say that four teenagers were apparently partying in a former law office in Western New York when they got trapped for several hours in a walk-in vault.
Suckers.
Police say they received a call at 1 a.m. on the day that comes after Thursday.
Okay.
from a person reporting that four people got stuck inside the vault 60 miles south of Buffalo.
Okay.
Rescue crews and locksmiths went to the building. Locksmiths freed the teens ages 19 and 18 after about 4 hours. Police say that all four checked out at the hospital. I don't know. Make sure they're okay.
Yeah, you know.
Authorities say that they have found large quantities of alcohol and some marijuana on the presents. And that's what's happening in
on the
New
presents.
York.
Well, on the presents, yes. The premises.
That's the word.
It's the English.
Sorry, I've been having. Yeah.
What were they doing?
Oh, wow.
They were just party walking
so
around.
So 60 miles south of Buffalo, because I went to undergrad about 60 miles south. Westish of Buffalo.
Really? So what's up there? It's hard.
What's
to find,
out there? Nothing.
It's hard to find a good time, right? So there.
I had no trouble.
Nothing going on.
I didn't have to go into any abandoned places to do that.
Uh-huh.
In a vault.
A similar story happened in my hometown, actually, where a bunch of high schoolers went into a house that they knew had been abandoned, like an old, almost a mansion, and the police. They made way too much noise, and then they all got suspended from school.
Oh,
yoink.
Just party in your basement, and when your parents ask what you're up to, lie. I mean, why can't you just do it the old-fashioned
That's
way?
The way you're supposed to. Yeah,
I
right?
know. That's been working for years
yeah,
and years.
Man. Parents never catch on.
As Will Smith would say, parents just don't get it. Right?
Oh,
is that
yeah.
what he says? Isn't that what he said?
Right.
Isn't that how it goes?
That is the song,
well
yeah.
Parents
done,
just,
sir.
Parents
well
just don't get it.
I'm
proud.
I'm
proud of you.
All right. Next story.
This one also comes to us from New York.
Oh, fantastic.
Here we have bad parking that leads to a wanted man's arrest in New York. State police say that bad parking arrested this guy. Troopers say that state police investigators spotted a 23-year-old of Richmondville on Thursday afternoon as he tried to back a vehicle into a parking space. At a truck stop.
The 23-year-old tried to pass a parking.
Derek is giving all of us the evil eye at the same time.
I love the pause.
I'm just
listening.
Investigators said that he's been previously arrested and was had several warrants out for his arrest. He was taken into custody without incident. And he was sent to the county jail.
The one man parked,
and that's what's happening in New York.
I just love
he parked and got arrested.
My favorite,
pretty much.
My favorite part was just this. It was the.
Oh my God, we nearly got shot.
I thought
oh,
I was just gonna listen for a little while.
It's like if you're, it's like. If any of you ever worked, like, if you guys all went, if you went to churches when you were kids or older or anything like that,
only
a lot, of churches have nurseries and they'll ask for people to volunteer. You can't really do anything with the kids, and then, like, you can't discipline them or anything. So when they do something like that, you just kind of have to go. I feel like that's what just happened to us.
Just take a pause.
We were the kids.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Short we were the unruly kids.
Oh, so, Derek, God. I'm sorry. What was
it's
the story about
weird,
again?
It's kind of weird news.
What was the story about?
It is weird news.
Weird news? Really?
No.
Did you hear it? It's pretty weird.
Very
oh, God.
Stop it. Oh, you. All right, all right.
That was getting out of control.
It's getting out of control.
It's getting out of control.
I knew you were gonna, yeah, I didn't think you were going to say good, but yeah,
getting
it's
out of control.
Absolutely.
Lemon.
All right.
Yes.
And I believe.
It's a quiche fruit.
I think it's a pie, maybe.
Oh,
is a lemon a pie?
Oh, wait, can we not start this cycle again?
All right, you know what? I think that's going to conclude the weird news for this evening.
Sorry. Oh, I feel bad.
That's okay. No, it's good. No,
you're fine. I don't feel bad. I feel nothing because I've been drinking for actually 12 hours.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, now it's quiet.
Yeah.
Is that a 3G iPad that you have there?
It is not. It is actually just an iPad mini.
Wi-Fi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to, however, I think, switch my allegiance to Android tablets when I get my full size.
Oh.
Oh.
A Nexus tablet. Last night I saw some demos that were out of this world.
It's a good deal.
Mm.
Wait, demos really while deal. You were drinking?
Well, yeah, the guy that was mixing the drinks is also a hardcore Android fanatic.
Oh.
And his tablet,
like
his
that.
Nexus tablet, it's pretty bloody sexy.
Anything
yeah.
Like
stop making me laugh off mic, Will.
But why, Kay? But why? We all get to benefit. It's just like the Morgan Freeman video. When
James.
You laugh, unicorns.
James.
What?
James.
Unicorns. Yes.
Unicorns.
Science!
What? She's moving in with this soon.
I know, right? Oh, my God!
It's going to be a little bit of a show.
It's going to be crazy.
It's gonna be
but it'll still show. Never live up to the Derek and Kay show.
No.
That's right.
It
oh,
will
wow.
be.
Wow.
It will be
you.
The Derek and Kay show on our porch at some point.
There very well could be a porch show.
Because
yeah,
we have
absolutely.
A very long porch.
Yeah, and
then
it gets
yeah.
pretty nice when there's a breeze.
Oh,
it's
nice with a breeze.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Never
over
as
there.
Hot as that bloody porch that
oh,
you guys have.
Oh, boy.
This would be a good month.
Well, I'll bring, I'll bring the table. We'll
absolutely.
Have the same table and chairs. How about that?
It will
great.
Be amazing. I'll bring the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I
you're going to steal from James Lou, aren't you?
I am. Going to steal from James Lou.
You know what I'm foreseeing?
Six
foreseeing,
minutes down the road.
I'm
yeah.
foreseeing a porch autumn show.
That could be
ooh.
Very good. We have to do it earlier than we did last year, though.
In that neighborhood?
Some people were really cold.
Can we call up in autumn?
Mm.
Oh.
Ooh.
Up in autumn.
It's actually great, though, because Area 9, where we are, is one of the most beautiful.
What's
and
that mean?
Most sought over Area 9. Neighborhood 9 is one of the most sought after neighborhoods to live in.
It's
and
fabulous.
Our zip
it
code,
is gorgeous.
Our zip code is, I think, the most highly coveted zip code in all of Massachusetts.
Yes.
Wow.
The
we
other
got
people
lucky.
That live on our block
well,
are
you should
all
see all the affluence. I mean, it's not in our place,
rich,
but it's around
rich.
It's the 90210 of Massachusetts.
It is indeed. Right? And there is one other black dude
and,
there.
Really?
He's like 109 and has worked for
he's also,
MIT for years. Yes,
what's his name? Luke Perry is his name. He lives on our block. And,
seriously?
Really?
Tori Spelling.
It's
no,
stop
yeah,
it.
No.
Stop it.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
We wouldn't let her in.
No, we keep all the riffraff in California for good reason.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. You keep pummeling California on the show.
California is easy
I keep
to, pummeling easy to pummel.
California.
Pummeling.
Oh.
Pummeling.
Because they're nubbins. What do you want?
Hey.
I happen to like I happen to like some
I love California.
I have a dear sister.
There are some very, very, very important people.
In LA, but I still nubs.
It's nubs?
There are some
nubs.
Very, very important people. I know, from California, and they mean quite a bit to me.
Oh.
But I'm still going to make fun of California.
I'm still going
to
make fun of California.
Because it's California.
Done.
All right. Is it
you
time
You did this, by the way. You did this.
I know.
You realize you did this.
Is it time for the Hot Topics, or is it time for a break, maybe, perhaps?
I think it's time for a break.
Oh, more Johnny Walker, please.
All right, after the break, it's the Hot Topics, but we will learn about which car makes you a jerk.
I'm excited for this. This will be interesting.
It's going to be great.
After the break, it will be just Derek and Kay. He will have forcibly removed us from his apartment. I'm quite certain that there's a knife. It's been lovely,
here.
Folks. We'll see you next time.
It's been good knowing you.
I might just drop it down like a half level on the yacht. Oh.
That was more than a half level.
Okay.
That's where I'm back.
All right, stay tuned for Hot Topics.
Right,
we'll be right
tuned.
Back after this.
Nap.
Is the Darrington K Show.
Oh, I guess I'll just say it. Sweetie, will you marry...
The average human passes wind 11 times a day. But now there's an answer to the embarrassment. The Fart and Burp Buddy. The Fart and Burp Buddy is a tiny pouch that emits a lifelike scream when you squeeze it, diverting attention away from your loud flatulation or belch. Let's rewind and see just how the Fart and Burp Buddy can work.
Sweetie, will you marry...
Oh my God, look, it's John Travolta.
Honey, someone said they saw John Travolta.
Oh, it was probably just some crazy lady. Now, Schnuggums, will you marry me?
Yes, Tom, I will.
Just one little squeeze and the Fart and Burp Buddy can help you out of any cheese-cutting jam. It fits right in your pocket or purse and comes with over 100 attention-diverting phrases programmed right inside. Just listen to a few of these examples.
Look, it's Menudo. Oh no, the building's on fire. Watch out for that UFO.
The Fart and Burp Buddy even comes in foreign models, like the German. Or how about the French? The Fart and Burp Buddy. From the makers of Flatusense, the scented suppositories.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and
Kay
Show.
See, well, some people don't realize
the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Trans, pop, techno, rock, R&B, you name it, we've done it. It don't matter to me if the beat is hot. We gon' kill it.
Hey, yo, we are back. Oh,
we are back, and it's a wacky Derek and Kay Show today.
Yeah, it totally is.
Anyway, you can contact the show many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
You can visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and information about further past episodes and future episodes. Follow us on Facebook. Become like us. You can't become our friend by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us on our Twitter handle at DK Radio Show. Follow us on our Vine on your Android, Windows, or iOS device. And lastly, call us live at 661-467-2416. You
right.
will never know the answer unless you ask the question. And if you have a question or if you want to chime in, please give us a call. We're accepting calls until 9 o'clock this evening.
Absolutely.
But we don't accept mean calls. Well, we do.
Yeah, we'll just edit you out.
We just edit them out, so there's really no point.
And
you will not be immortalized.
Yeah, we don't stand for that.
Yeah.
If you're also listening live, it's fun to join the chat room.
Absolutely.
People can comment in there, and we do. We both receive those chats.
Okay. Anyway, this is a crazy show.
It is pretty crazy.
It's been a higher energy show.
It certainly has.
And a long weekend, so we're sort of winding down. Woo, we're getting through.
Yeah, we're getting through.
Yeah, it's been.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, man.
And now we have Kay's hot topic.
Yes, anyway, it's time for the hot topics of the week. These are the things that are happening in your world today that might be weird or just kind of messed up.
Hot topics.
Yeah.
Derek, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. There you guys go. You happy now?
Oh my goodness, Sarah. Before we go on with the hot topics, do we need to have a come to Jesus moment?
The sound of a beaten man over there. Okay. Anyway, first on the hot topics is the BMW drivers are jerks. University of California research finds BMW drivers are less likely to stop for pedestrians. Not only were fancy cars, and including BMWs, less likely to stop, but BMW drivers were the worst of the lot.
That's interesting.
Drivers of high-status cars, including Prius hybrids, were more likely to cheat at four-way stop intersections.
Oh, no.
Really?
So, yes. The study also finds that out of 2,837 motorists, men between the ages of 35 and 50 driving blue BMWs, they even got specific
blue.
With the color.
I'm surprised with the blue.
Were most likely to engage in road rage behavior such as aggressive driving and screaming.
You know, there's a lot of – I park downstairs in the garage, and there's like three BMWs like around me.
Yep.
And
do you think all BMW drivers are jerks?
I know that I see some of them.
My dad used to have a BMW. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
I liked it.
And they're really cool cars.
Yeah,
but,
they are really cool.
Yeah, I don't know about some of those people. I might say that, yeah.
Have you had any specific BMW experiences? Jerk experiences that you remember, or
not
no?
That
you just,
I can tell.
It's a general pattern that you've noticed.
But I have seen those hybrids, the Prius.
Yeah.
I always get a little bit annoyed, like when they're slow.
What?
Because I'm like, they're just, you know, like you're trying to get around, and they're just going around getting good gas mileage, and they're in the way. You know, you just want you just want to get by them.
You don't have to plug that car in, do you?
No.
Okay.
It's like the South Park episode about hybrids where...
The potato wedge?
What?
They get rid of... it reduces smog emissions, but smug emissions are through the roof.
Oh,
there's a big cloud of smug coming
smug.
From South Park and San Francisco that's going to collide with a huge cloud of smug that was George Clooney's Oscar acceptance speech or something.
I don't drive a luxury car, so I don't know these.
I don't drive a car at all.
Well,
sometimes you're better off.
Yeah, driving a car here in Boston is not the most fun thing ever.
I don't know. I think it's actually quite fun.
My goodness.
It's fun until it's your car.
So two nights ago, I drove from Dorchester, from the hood, back to my place at Porter Square.
How was that? Was that fun?
It took me almost an hour.
Yeah.
Because not only was the traffic nubbins. But... As well, I don't just get lost once. I get lost all of the possible ways it is to get lost between two points. I get lost three different ways.
This is where the GPS comes in handy.
Have it. Wow.
Hang on.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Don't beat up on yourself too much. If you get lost in Boston, if you get lost in the wrong place, it's going to take you a while to get back where you should be.
Oh, yeah.
Because the roads don't...
You
they
can't
don't,
get there from here.
You just can't.
Well, also, they don't alternate like they do in normal cities.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
There's one-way roads.
Yeah,
but
west. Yeah.
They go east-west like five roads in a row. It's like, man, you're not turning around here.
Yeah, you can't just turn around and go back the way you came. Forget it.
There's no taking the block in Boston.
I left the field corner area at 11-ish or so.
Well, you did something right
then. And I came by way of JP. I don't know how. I don't know.
Well, you know,
I ended up having to follow the 39 bus to get back to Boston.
You followed the 39 bus?
Wow.
And then
that's
I just,
pretty bad.
And then I decided I'm not following
anymore.
All the
way to Back Bay?
No. Then I decided I'm not following anymore. I'm going to take the Riverway because it's nicer.
Yes.
And that
and
was
scarier.
Fine. And scarier, especially late at night. Yes. I was whizzing and I was like, okay.
It's like a roller coaster ride.
It is. And then I decided, since I'm on the Riverway, I can obviously get all the way across Boston and go on the Mem Drive and then get lost again before I get to Harvard Square.
How do you get lost on Mem Drive?
No, not on Mem Drive. Trying to get past Harvard Square on all those one ways. Kept hitting one ways and couldn't turn around.
That's pretty bad. I like telling people from out of town, like, what are you talking about? It's a grid. Yeah, don't worry about it.
No.
that's
you stinker.
That's
you
mean.
Stinker.
That's mean.
Wow.
Anyway, next on the hot topic.
You were just attacked, weren't you?
Hot topic. Oh, weird.
Nice.
Iranian politician Moradi denied seat on city council because she's too attractive.
Hey, wait.
I heard about
this.
So
yeah.
Okay, one sec.
Let's take a look.
Her name's Nina Moradi.
Yeah,
so M-O-R-A-D-I. So she's 27 and she's an architecture graduate. During the last election in the city of... Yeah, she's cute. the city of Kazvin, she received an impressive 10,000 votes, placing her 14th out of 163 candidates. She earned a spot as an alternate if someone stepped down, and when that happened, she was prevented from taking the seat.
Because,
and a senior Kazvin official said, "We don't want a catwalk model on the council."
Oh, jeez.
Okay, check this.
So, there's a picture?
Oh, wait a minute. That's
even
her.
In a burqa? No, no.
She's pretty, right?
She's
beautiful. Yeah, she's very pretty.
When she's not in the burqa. One sec, Derek.
So,
a little bit of sexism going on
in Iran.
Oh, my God.
Looking good.
Oh, it's over there.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, maybe she's
just in Iran. I see.
What?
Ooh,
what did you say, Eve?
Just in Iran, I see. You know, nothing going on over here.
No, yeah.
And it's always great, you know, when you have
she's
these visuals
very good
on
looking.
Radio. It's like,
she's not bad.
You know, it's always good.
I don't know.
We'll put the picture up on the Twitter or something
okay.
like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know you're
she's
beautiful if
cute.
You can rock a burqa.
That's right.
You know what?
Anyway, next on the hot topic. I didn't follow up on this story, but apparently apparently yesterday in Seattle was the Hemp Fest.
Oh, is it really?
Where everyone's going to be smoking the reefer.
Yeah.
And police supposedly gave out Doritos, preceded by a warning to
That's
stop
funny.
Smoking pot.
Oh, they get the munchies.
And what are you showing me?
That just happened to be the top story on my Facebook. It mentioned hot pot.
Oh, that's funny.
How weird.
And, and a 22-year-old protestable in Washington, in Colorado, became the first states to legalize marijuana use by adults over 21. So, but the police are going to be handing out Doritos, or did hand out Doritos.
Because they get the munchies?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's like the notorious food for the munchies is Doritos.
Interesting.
So you get smoke your pot, and the cops give you Doritos.
But they'll bust you if you got pot.
Well, they ask you to stop.
They just ask you nicely.
Yeah, they ask you to stop.
Well, that's a lot better than a lot of other places.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Huh. It's weird. All right, next story on the hot topic. A drunk Chinese man almost gets shipped to L.A.
Oh, boy.
Almost.
Almost.
In a shipping container?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Jiang Wu mistook a strange storage container for a B&B after a night of heavy drinking in Qingdao,
that
Eastern
makes
China.
No sense.
James, what are you doing over there?
Upon waking, he had to call the police to get out. The container was 1 hour away from being shipped to L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was 60 feet in the air.
What the?
Yeah.
He's sleeping inside it.
Yeah, he's inside. Yeah, sleeping.
How could that? I think you mistake that as a, I mean, it's a trailer truck thing.
I've
right?
never drunk that much in my life.
Wake up early in the morning.
Well, there was that guy who woke
up.
He woke up without his penis. That guy in the Dominican Republic.
That's worse.
Oh well, that was. Oh no.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
That was a nightmare.
Well, we're not sure what happened to his
what
penis.
What do I have to do with
it? Woke up without it. Anyway, next story on the hot topic. All right, students, did you just leave him hanging?
I tried.
All right.
No, it's okay.
There was a fist bump that didn't happen. So
no, I thought he was gonna play the
sound. I was almost I was almost there. Sorry.
And then you were like, it's time for me to kick.
Oh my god.
Wow. Okay.
Oh
well, it is.
What I'm doing
topic,
a damn
so.
Podcast. I mean, okay. Next on the hot topic. Just trying to do a goddamn show. That's really all.
Oh,
said.
She went.
All
there.
Right. Students stay at a water park. Instead of in the dorms at Capital University in Ohio, the school ran out of housing for incoming students.
What?
So they temporarily housed students at Fort Rapids Indoor Water Park.
That sounds like fun.
But at the hotel and conference center.
Right?
Oh, okay.
There will be beds available 2 to 3 weeks into the semester. But until then, 30 students will live and be shuttled to the campus. Plus, they get free access to the water slides.
What?
Yes.
That is kind of bad.
Where is this?
Avec water slide.
What's the climate like? Is it nice? I mean,
this is Ohio right now, so I don't know. I'm not sure what it's like right now there.
For a little while, they'd probably have a good time with that.
This sounds cool.
It's probably awesome.
But, like if it was like, you know, January in New Hampshire, I would say that's not so great, but no, sure.
They get to sleep. Wow. And they get to get on the ride of water slides for free.
That's great.
So that's fantastic.
Wow. Wear your bathing suit to class.
That's right.
Fantastic.
thank you, Eve.
Oh,
fantastic.
You.
I'm not playing that clip again.
Oh,
all right, next story on the hot topic. All right, this one is my favorite story.
Oh.
An Idaho man dressed as a dog has sex with a cat and gets arrested for
it. Oh!
We've all thought about it.
No. No.
28-year-old Ryan Havens Tannenholtz was charged with 6 felony counts and a misdemeanor for animal cruelty after the police discovered him assaulting a cat multiple times. He was dressed as a dog and has multiple animal alter egos.
What?
As a dog named Bubblegum Husky.
Excuse me.
Now, the dressed as a dog part is weird.
Does the name really matter when
yes,
you're courting
matter.
Things that don't speak?
Yeah, but Husky, get it?
Bubblegum Husky.
Stop that.
And he's also got a personality that a blue fox named Kismet Fox and an unnamed purple dog. On a website he created for Bubblegum Husky, he talked about his attraction to cats. Have you ever been on the internet and seen one of those cat videos? Bubblegum Husky sure has, and I'll tell you, man, they really get me going. He could serve up to 5 years if convicted. So that's that story.
Wow. Well, that's a good one.
Bubblegum Husky.
I cannot unhear that.
Yeah, now, how do you assault?
Thank you.
There are a lot of cats in prison.
You have to be, like, but what I'm wondering is, like,
tiny. I'm guessing.
You said the thing, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tiny inside.
I don't want to do the math.
No.
I'm not going to do the math.
Moving along. Moving. Woodcock Johnson, moving on.
Will's deeply disturbed by the whole story.
Not going to
no
happen.
No bueno. No bueno.
Nine bitches.
If it was a bear, would have been
nine.
Better.
A bear, well, that, you can do the math with a bear.
Yeah, you can do the math with a bear.
Yeah, but not.
Or,
no.
Like, you know, something, a
it's
sheep
just,
or whatever.
Not,
they don't have to.
Well, the Welsh do the math with the sheep, but I'm just saying. That's just not okay. That's bad. Screaming
okay.
Goats to fall over. Yes, screaming goats.
So, not really a hot topic story, but just something that I can't believe actually.
We'll call it a warm topic.
A warm topic.
You're warm.
In Japan, there is a snack that exists that I just can't believe exists. These are Pepsi-flavored Cheetos.
No! Ooh,
according
God.
To Steve from the Impulse Buy, it offers a noticeable flat cola aroma mixed with the familiar smell of cinnamon donuts. The Cheetos are coated with a cola powder with a strong citrus taste, which overpowers the sweet cola flavor. And they have a distinct popping and crackling property.
I'm so confused.
Do they just administer LSD before they just hand them crackers or something?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
It's just that is obviously an expectorant, is what it is.
I'm so thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
To vomit.
That's not what I expectorant from it at all.
It really is. Hey,
I think the word you're looking for is emetic, actually.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you doctor type.
Hey, I'm sorry. I wanted.
I knew that wasn't the right one. I was just waiting. I was like,
you might as well tell them they're eating a fried egg.
Come on, Kay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fried egg. Yeah.
Yes.
It's always.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, I thought I heard something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What? Where? Huh? What?
So who would like to fly? Who would like? Who wants to
are
try?
Are these chips?
Are you paying attention to my hot topics at all?
Or crackers?
Oh. He's getting you back. He's getting you back for when he was doing his weird news, and you were over there singing the chicken dance.
You were singing
like a
too.
Little. I know,
I was,
but he's getting you back, not me.
It was you guys. It wasn't
it's
me.
Pepsi
it was you guys.
Flavored Cheetos.
Okay, well, it's you know, it's kind of in the chip realm, right?
What is that exactly?
So,
it's a snack.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking that like a Dorito thing. So, that would be really confusing. You're like,
I'm thirsty. I'm hungry.
Thirsty, yeah, it's all in one.
I don't know what to do with myself.
It's weird. It's really weird.
Pepsi flavored Cheetos. That is disgusting.
That's gross.
Do you think though, if I can get my hands on some, you would want to try one?
If it was vegetarian, maybe we'd have to.
You gotta try one.
It's definitely vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how many opportunities are you going to get to try Pepsi flavor?
Yeah, maybe they're on eBay.
Maybe I can get them
hopefully
off eBay.
Never again
oh, K-Bay. I definitely K-Bay. Get them on K-Bay. Anyway, next story. K-Bay. Oh, you know what? That's the end. That's the end. I'm sorry. That's the other hot topic.
Yeah. Oh.
I read the last story first. So.
That was really good. No,
that's
good
deceptive.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Hot topic.
The most unprofessional show.
Stop it.
Oh, boy.
We're totally professional.
Okay.
We are not breaking character at all. One.
Yeah,
anyway, that's it.
Done. That's it. We're done. Dude. We're done.
Wow.
Drop the mic.
Well,
no.
We all have, and walk away. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's not much where we can go from here, right?
I don't think so. show.
I feel like
it
you
never
are,
got good.
I feel like you are. I feel like you are deeply hurt by
defeated. No.
I think you're deeply hurt by our behavior on this show.
No, one ever said that.
I see you, Michelle. I see you.
Pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Taking pictures.
I'm watching you.
I'm not really sure what's happening right now.
It's okay. It's
I'm
okay.
Talking
we're
about,
not breaking
taking
pictures.
I'm talking about how Derek is behaving like my mother
well,
when I've let
Derafina
her down.
Is,
oh,
Derafina
no.
is putting bunny ears on Kay right now, so I don't even know. Aha! Made you look.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I am on fire. I know.
Anyway.
I know. And she just gave me an awesome what the hey look right
now. So what
now.
Do we do no. after this? I'm going to Chipotle. How about you?
Are you really?
No, you're yeah. coming to Taiwan Cafe.
Not coming to Taiwan Cafe.
Wow.
Oh, James Liu is going to cry.
I'm confused.
I'm saying another time.
Like rehearsal.
Too many stereotypes.
No. Like rehearsal.
Can't.
Oh, my God. Nope. Mm-mm.
Can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Not going to happen.
We're going to be in rehearsal together, guys, all the time in like a week and a half.
Yep.
Yeah. Something like that.
She yep. looks so excited.
Well, who
she
knows?
She actually grew pale. Who knew?
Who knew that was possible?
Anyway, do you think we should end the show?
Do we?
I think that
we
might
have time.
We can't fill 15 minutes.
That might be
we
a
should
good
just
idea.
No. Hey, you know what we should do? We should just sing the Bach cantata that we're gonna do with cantata singers. Yeah, just do it right now.
No,
no.
I don't think
you
that's
know,
a
wanna,
good idea.
I want to ask you. Something.
You guys are horrible.
So, Kay, I was listening to the show and I heard like a like. It sounded like you guys were just like talking about like, oh, what do we have to do for the show? It was actually on the show, like on. Was that
where?
Intentional? Or?
When? Where?
What are you talking
what?
About? When?
What's happening?
No,
what
I was like what? Listening on Blog Talk Radio, and uh-huh. it was one of the shows, and you were just like, "Oh, okay, so we've got stuff we have to do here."
Oh,
and you were
oh
doing
sometimes
like,
we put in a
oh yeah
a pre-roll.
Okay.
If we yeah we uploaded a show.
So why
probably.
Don't you end the
we
show?
We sometimes
right,
do that.
Why don't
oh,
you end the
going?
Show right now, and this could be the post-roll, even though it's like.
Oh, you want to do that?
This guy is so bright.
You want to end the show and then we talk like
he's
nothing
so
for like 12 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
We could
do
that.
Anyway.
Well, we could do that.
We do that anyway in life.
Are you talking about this the worst intro ever? We weren't sure what we were going to talk about.
Might have been.
Yeah.
You okay? I'm okay.
You're okay. I'm okay.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
I think this
can
is
I have
it.
Maybe a drink or something?
What do you want?
I love this.
Fantastic.
You want something out of a bottle or you want a drink? Drink.
A drink. 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 Drink.
I'm gonna
maybe
go,
it's kind
drink,
of
drink.
I want something fantastic.
Wow.
Wow. Really? What was it? 2 minutes.
Until showtime.
I don't know.
What do you want?
Is that because he beat you in tennis?
No. Never happens.
Or I make it when we have a break.
Mate.
Something fantastic. I want something fantastic.
Okay. Drink, drink. Drink, what you want.
Drink, drink.
A Cosmo would be nice.
K, fantastic. Peterson.
You guys.
It's
a
spice cranberry juice.
Fantastic. Yeah, spice cranberry juice?
Yeah.
What, behind you?
Oh, baby.
Oh.
I love this, though.
Well, that's really special.
Special.
All right.
Special. Special.
I didn't know I was playing
this
right now.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time. Our pre-show fodder was really bad. It was our pre-show,
guys.
Like, get ready, what are we talking about?
It's like seeing baby pictures.
So, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, sometimes
that's
it gets on
there.
That's
what you heard? Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we get them out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not, yeah.
I don't know. Should we end the show and do a post-show fodder on the show?
I wonder.
It seems wouldn't be very much like we're doing right now.
It's a
yeah.
fall
I think
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
But then you don't have to end it. Derek, I mean, you keep saying you're all right with this, but I don't
I
know
don't
if you are.
Right
no, let's
this.
Do it. I got my sound clip ready. You got yours ready?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right, so we're gonna end the show
yeah,
a little
we're
bit
end the
early.
Show. Yeah.
But you might hear some things afterwards, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna end, but we're gonna be on.
Yeah, don't worry
about that.
It's on. It's all good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
I feel like we're being
yeah.
punished.
No, it's all good.
Thanks
so
for Nick Antosca for being on.
Absolutely.
He was fabulous. And tune in next week for a show that's not scheduled yet.
But we will have a show.
We will definitely have a show.
And it might sound...
more
not quite like this, but maybe. Well, who knows?
It might be a little bit more organized.
Okay.
Anyway, we've enjoyed having you listen to our podcast, if you're still listening.
Yes.
And tune in next time.
Thank you, James.
Right. Thanks, James, Will, and
thank
Eve
you, Will.
For being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
absolutely.
Feels really backhanded. I won't lie.
Oh.
Thank you so hard.
All right. Thank you very hard. All right. Tune in next week. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You know what I like?
for using Blog Talk Radio.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!
Thank you for using
Hooray!
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
Production!
Wait, did you actually shut it off?
No, we're still on.
No, okay. This is the after show. Remember we were talking about
okay,
it?
Yeah.
This is a fake after show.
Come on,
but
come
I
on.
Heard
show.
That, like, thank you for using goodbye. You know, I just.
Yeah.
I
well, that's
that
what
meant.
We're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're.
So I like that music at the end there. It makes me feel so calm. It's
right?
Doesn't it? Yeah.
It's the end of the show. It brings it all together. Look, we're kind of on, but we're not really.
Yeah, we're not really on. We're just pretending to.
You see that? We messed with you a little bit.
Yeah, see, we ended the show.
Isn't that wild? Yeah, Gumby. RJ Gumby says wild stuff.
But
I'm confused. Can people
on.
Actually hear us?
Yes,
absolutely.
Of course.
Okay. But this is after the show.
Let me take this.
See, James is taking
this
his shirt off and he's walking
fire.
Around.
Let me take this opportunity.
What is that?
Will go.
You might wake up on a couch with your pants down.
Let me take this opportunity to apologize to Derek.
Yes.
On air, because clearly we have broken his spirit.
Oh my God.
No, not really. It's
he's near tears
right
now.
It's all fine.
He's sniffling as he's saying that.
he did was try to sing a little chicken dance while you're telling one of your weird
news
stories.
I think basically, Derek's soundboard is in shambles now.
No, it's fine.
It's just a big middle finger now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Keep singing the chicken dance.
Should we sing the chicken dance
down?
Go for it.
Yeah, do it.
You know, I don't like being treated like a wind-up doll.
No, go ahead. Sing it.
I'm not your monkey, Derek. I'm not going to dance.
I'll sing.
Of course you will.
Shake that
beard. Sopranos don't get enough chances to sing. They got to sing when they can.
Oh. Okay, that's fine.
I think you got to start fighting back, Kay. You know, he's like been giving
Kay,
me these
Kay, can you pick up your jaw from the floor, please? It's a little unsightly.
I don't understand what I did to deserve
that's
all of this terrible treatment to the right of me
it's
here.
It's rough love.
I don't understand. Like, I'm just trying to do a podcast here. And, you know, I plan a lot of things. I do a lot of stories. What?
Is that better?
No. No, I'm angry and I'm frustrated.
Yeah,
everybody's making fun of me. Everybody's making fun of me.
Oh, yes, the whole world.
Yeah,
there's Kay in a nutshell. The whole world's paying attention to me and I don't like it.
Kay Patterson.
I'm going to cry.
No,
oh,
it's not that
I'm
bad.
Going to cry. I just,
it's
I'm
really
just,
not that.
I'm just trying to do a damn podcast here. That's all
just
I'm
hold
trying
it together.
To do.
Hold it
I'm just trying to
do
a podcast.
Can't assist us to do a damn podcast.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
you're
thank
welcome.
You for using Blog Talk Radio,
oh,
that's
people.
That's really rude.
Now, are we off now?
Hey,
no, we're still on.
No, we're not off now.
Hey, can you
come in and say that?
Huh?
Okay.
Because she's not real.
Oh.
What?
Honey.
Neither is the robot voice.
Oh!
What the what?
I don't understand what's going on.
I don't either. I did not catch that.
We
I
didn't
catch
that joke. Yes, Will. Yes.
Can you please relax?
It's hard to relax when you've been punching back the whole entire stupid show.
Hey, I'm sitting right next to you, and I'm wearing a pair. I'm wearing headphones. I don't need you to shout.
Well, you know what?
Okay.
You know what though? It's the Derek and Kay show.
That is true.
So I can do whatever the F I want on my own show.
Yeah, technically you can do whatever the F you. I believe that was Hinckley's defense for shooting Reagan. I can do whatever the F I want. He went to jail. Can you just calm down though?
I thought he was just reading the book. You know that book.
No, you're thinking of the guy that killed Lennon, not Reagan.
Well, they both read the same book.
Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that
it's
was Hinckley.
It's a popular
book.
You know.
I thought Hinckley. No, Hinckley did it to impress Jodie Foster.
Oh, okay, you're right.
What happened? What is happening?
I don't understand.
What is happening?
I'm sorry. It was Sirhan Sirhan who read it.
Yes. Okay. Sirhan. That's correct.
Let's not get into that yet.
What is that?
The show is going downhill. It's going downhill in flames.
Yeah, it's downhill when Kay doesn't understand, which would be most of the freaking time. So, anyway.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, I tried. Badger. Mushroom. Badger.
Oh my God!
Too bad you don't get.
I tried to play nice, Kay. I tried to calm her down. Calm down.
It's too bad you don't get FX because I'd really like to see Breaking Bad now. You know.
Say what?
I'd like to see Breaking Bad now, too.
I'd like to see Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know there was an FX show.
But we're going to watch it tomorrow.
Oh, no, Breaking Bad. No, not FX.
A&E.
It's
A&E.
Called Breaking Bad. On FX.
No, it's on
I thought it was an AMC show.
AMC.
Oh, you're right.
And yeah. I said A&E. Like,
yeah, there is
an
there's an FX Breaking Bad. But
at least
not,
you had one of the letters right.
It's not starring Bryan Cranston. It's actually some other guy.
It's a
knockoff
show.
Where is it?
It's Ryan Stant.
Who?
Yeah,
Ryan Stanston.
And it's about a chemistry teacher who used to be a meth dealer.
Who used to be a meth dealer.
We know the premise. We also know the correct network.
No, right. I'm talking about the FX show.
That's terrifying.
This is what the show is devolving
this
into
is,
right
this
now.
Is,
this
is
not the show. This,
this
is the
Derek
after show.
Just
this
yelling
is the
at
after
us.
Show.
This is Derek just yelling at us.
It's a circus. It's a freaking circus. A circus. That's right. It's a circus.
Oh, God.
This is Cavalia.
It's like being in every Alfred Hitchcock movie at once.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I saw a murder from my rear window.
This is actually
oh, I could have swore
like.
I saw someone die.
This is what happens
what
when...
What do you mean, Grace Kelly?
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I said, I promised that I would play a sound clip for Eve like a long time ago and never did.
Okay, great.
And here it is. Not this. It's this.
Hallelujah, holla back.
That's President Obama.
Oh,
nice. Holla back.
That's great.
I never play that anymore.
What other ones do you have?
That's
what other ones
good.
Do I have here? I have the hold music for when, you know, people are on
that's
hold and we're just waiting on the phone. And I've got some golf sounds.
Nice.
And, you know, I got gay time. And this. And you, cricket.
I mean, you've got a pretty sweet butt.
And also tap for... we're talking about the end of things, like the end of Web of West, which was sad.
It's still happening.
Is it?
Yeah.
I also have Kennel, which I never get to use.
What?
Ever. Kennel.
Oh, I like this. Yeah, we could have used this today.
When?
The Kennel on the show.
Can we try an experiment
oh,
in the last...
Right, the
can we try an
this
experiment
great...
in the last 5 minutes?
What are you trying to say, Derek?
Oh, nothing. Just a bunch of, you know...
Can we try an experiment in the last 5 minutes?
Just a bunch of yapping dogs?
That's
what you trying
great.
To say, Derek?
No, I was...
So we're just a bunch of yapping dogs,
no,
Derek?
I wasn't
is that
really
we're
saying
to?
That, yeah.
Sounds like what you're trying to say, Derek.
I'd like to try... I'd like
and
to,
now we're
I'd
a bunch
like
of sex toys, Derek? Is that what you're trying to say?
All right, let's let Eve say something. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, if we quiet it down for...
Whenever we quiet
how about
down.
This? No, Will. Actually, I needed you. What I wanted to try and do is maybe we could try the Will and Eve show for like a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Go for it. Go for it. All right, here we go.
Hey, Eve.
Hey, Will, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you.
That's great. Good
yeah,
to
I haven't
you.
Seen you in a while. So what's on the show today, Eve?
This is the first episode of the Will and Eve show.
And yes,
today
it is.
We're going to be talking about...
So easy, isn't it?
It's easy. I'm just gonna think
today
about
we're going to be talking about Cat Crackers
oh,
with Johnny Walker Black Label.
Yeah, there you go. And Schweppes.
You have to sound sure of yourself, Eve. You gotta say, and butter knives? No, you gotta say, and Schweppes and butter knives.
Okay, thank you, Will.
You're welcome.
This is also a show about how to make a show.
Yeah, and also how to be polite to your guests, unlike Kay.
Jeez, what happened?
And also to have James Darg in the background going, whoa!
Since it is the Will and Eve show, yeah. what happened on the Derek and Kay show that got you so upset?
Oh, on the Derek and Kay show, I thought we were all just having a good time, but then I felt genuinely bad when Derek... seemed he pulled out his bottle, he got his blanket, and he just his face turned red.
And why
he wanted to cry? He wouldn't. He's a very strong man. I really respect
why
that about him.
Why did that happen? For chance?
I don't know. I thought we were all having a good time together, and then I don't know, just got out of hand. And and Kay is just incorrigible.
No, I don't
Kay is
Kay
impossible.
Did,
do you know anything about Kay?
Not really.
Yeah, I know.
Just learning,
yeah. And what are you finding out?
She's a very nice person.
Very nice person. See, I was going to argue the contrary.
Thank you, Eve.
What happened?
Wow.
I don't understand.
I also want to know what happened.
Well, with Kay, I was trying to placate Kay, but not in an ingenuine way, or disingenuous way, sorry. All she could do was resort to... sorry. All she could do was resort to shouting at me.
I didn't really hear Kay shouting. I saw you put like crumbs in her hair, and
That was all pantomime. I actually never had a single crumb in my hand when I was doing that.
Okay.
No, that is dead serious. I did not. That was all pantomime.
Okay.
I mean it.
Okay.
I would own up to it, and plus you would see it.
And then there was I don't know, there were other things that you were doing, like you were staring at her really intently. I don't know.
Oh, when I was counting, when she was, yeah, because she said she could do it in 20 seconds, and I was like, okay, challenge accepted. But
so, I mean,
all that seems
some responsibility, don't
but
you?
It seems fairly innocuous to me compared to I didn't berate her, I didn't yell at her.
Oh, I didn't really hear that, but maybe I wasn't listening.
That's because it didn't happen. That's why you didn't hear it.
Just trying to do a show.
No, but did she berate you?
Trying to do a show.
Yes, she did.
Oh boy.
It was right here.
Okay.
Like 6 minutes ago.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for the Will and Ian show.
That was a great show, you guys.
We'll catch you sometime on
more
alternate reality.
More
the best
next 2 minute
podcast ever.
Yes, that's great.
Okay.
All right. You should get a premium account here on Blog Talk.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess that's it then.
Good times.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. That's it.
Thanks.